guys in some strip clubs here in this area. Yeah. I could go for a titty bar in this area. I'm from Portland, Oregon. That is the strip club capital of the lower 48. If you're not aware of this, there are more strip clubs and adult entertainment venues per person in my hometown than in any other city in the country. And I'm pretty sure it's my friends that are keeping them all in business. Because every time I go home, they're like, Derek, let's go to a strip club, man. It's going to be awesome. And I'm like, look, friends who only exist to make this joke work. If I'm going to spend that kind of... Thank you very much, you guys, for getting that joke. Like, I don't like to go. I know. Because the way I figured, if I'm going to spend that kind of money on a woman who's going to pretend she's going to have sex with me later, I'm going to take my wife on a date. Because really, I think I got... It's like 50-50 either way. But... At least with my wife, I get to have dinner and see a movie with my money. I do wind up going sometimes, like when I'm on the road, because I like boobs and she's not around to judge me. And it's weird because I always get stuck next to the same guy. Like, not the same guy. That'd be weird. Like, every state, same dude next. You're creeping me out, man. You need to stop. Like, I always get stuck next to the same type of guy. That's the guy who thinks the strippers are in love with him. Like, every group of guys has that one friend in their group. And if you don't have that friend in your group, you are that friend in your group. And, and you're the most annoying person on the planet. She does not like you. You got a dollar, she's got a coke problem. That's why she's doing her dance. Did I say coke problem? I'm sorry. I meant she's in college. My bad. Cosmetology college if I was putting money on it, but that's a different story. I got stuck next to this guy the last time I went to the club, and he's sitting next to me, and he keeps nudging me. He's like, Derek, I think she likes me. I'm gonna come back tomorrow. I don't know how I'm supposed to respond to this kind of ignorance. I looked at him, I'm like, seriously, Dad, grow up. This is bullshit. You are a grown man. I have a friend who only dates strippers. He's got it figured out. If he puts all of his money into one girl over the course of the night, he can probably take that girl home. And sometimes he's right, and sometimes that's called prostitution. It's not only illegal, but it's way out of my price range right now. He's got these great stories of, like, this crazy sex that he has with these girls. And I don't even care if these stories are true anymore. I just like to hear about them, you know? Especially when it's late at night and I'm all alone in bed when he calls. And if you didn't get that joke by now, you are never going to get that joke. He calls me up a couple nights ago. He's like, Derek, I picked up this stripper and we went back to her apartment. I had sex with her and her roommate at the same time. Threesome. What do you think about that? I think three things. Number one, we're on the phone. Why are you whispering, dick? Number two, is her roommate also a chick? That's important information I need to know before we high five next time. And number three, if so, good for you, buddy. That's awesome. I like hearing that my friends are living out their dreams, but that's never gonna happen to me. I will never let that happen, because seriously, why disappoint two women at the same time? So I can hear bitching in stereo? I don't need that. One ear is bad enough. I don't need it in both. Now, I know it just sounds like self-deprecation for the sake of self-deprecation, but I know that that would happen because I know I'm a terrible piece of ass because I have ADD and asthma. Trying to have a moment with you people. You guys don't know what that means. That means sometimes I have to concentrate so hard during sex, I forget to breathe and I get myself an asthma attack. You have any idea how embarrassing it is to go from who's your daddy to where's my fucking inhaler? I'm gonna die.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. It's Tuesday, November 18th, 2014. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with Royce Lopez.
By the way, Royce Lopez here. I want to say big, big news before we introduce everyone else. The Guinness Book of World Records just called. We are going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records for the podcast with the intro that cares the least. We are there. So just letting you know.
I'm here with the non-bitter Lopez.
I'm not bitter. I'm happy that we made it on Guinness Book of World Records. I don't know about you.
Dude, I told you that we had enough. I'm not going to explain it again. It's every week you do this to me. Okay. Marie Lopez is here.
He's so angry.
I was yelling at you in the group.
I know. Right? I left my crossfade on.
I love you. Leaves a crossfade on, and he's like, "Why is everyone so mad?" I don't know.
I'm so sorry.
I know, because I can see you chugging a beer, not looking at
your
computer.
Dutch is someone who drive a car through an orphanage and then get out and go, "Why is everyone yelling?
What happened?
Why is everyone yelling?
Why are all these kids in my way?"
It could have been a lot worse.
Come on, I only killed three.
We also have Sean Waters.
Yeah.
We also have Deanna Bergeron.
Hello.
And Mitch is having issues with his computer. We'll see if he can't try and get on later. But
What's going on with Mitch's Skype?
But
Mitch is dog in his Skype account right now. He's in and out.
On the show tonight, we have Derek Vanna. He's a comedian. He's a good friend of mine from way back in the day. He's calling in from Australia. So he'll be calling in about a half hour or so.
I don't believe you have friends.
And our number is 954-573. That was hurtful. 2780. By the way,
not many people know Derek Vanna does the voice for the Outback commercials.
Well, it's a weird. We'll talk about it when he gets on.
I know he Madonna'd it. He became.
He's the guy that does the Outback Steakhouse voiceover work.
That's him.
Okay.
Trip on a Bobby.
Would you like a blooming onion?
I can't tell Outback's an Australian restaurant. I'm not gonna lie to you. They don't really shove it in your face enough. A fucking Outback. There's boomerangs and kangaroos. And it's like fucking. We get it.
Would you like to Australia? Would you like to eat on a didgeridoo?
No, I want it at a table.
It's like Australian Bennigan's.
Tell me, what's fucking authentic Australian about these chicken strips, you fucking hacks? Get out of here.
They're actually kangaroos.
You're a Chili's with a boomerang at best.
They call it like down under chicken wings, though. Like they always have that little bit dumb flair.
Caribou wings, I think is what they're called. Some fucking horse shit.
So we'll ask him about Foster's beer and all that kind of good stuff.
I'm only going to ask him about Outback menu items.
If you're a podcaster and you want to hear us live Tuesday nights, obviously 10 to midnight. It's 8 to 10 my time. I'm sorry.
Okay, by the way, Dutch.
Shit, my voice.
Dutch. Yes. I want to give a big announcement before another show steals it from us, because it's going to happen. And okay. I figure now we don't have all the exact deets worked out, but getting me drum roll, give me something good here.
I don't have my
boomerang. No, don't do that. That's not a drum.
Marie's waving a dildo around, and I'm going to explain how she won that.
Why are you waving a dildo around?
Well, we'll explain later.
She won it.
Dutch.
No, we're explaining now.
No, major award. I won it.
We'll tease it. We'll tease the dildo.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen. Dutch, give me some music. Give me announcement music.
I'm pulling my board up right now. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. I'll do it. If you're not going to do it, I'll do it.
All right, you do it.
Fine. I'm just gonna hit random buttons until something cool happens.
I like that. I think we mash buttons. That's a better announcement thing than
I am. Let me try again.
I'm uncomfortable with where we just went.
Okay.
What version of the clip do you have from that one? That one's like dirty.
I don't even know. Dutch, I'm hitting buttons I never hit at this point.
Maybe this one.
Comfortable. Where we just went.
Mine's clean. I don't know what that version is.
Mine's a little dirty, bro. Does butt play. Okay, listen. We are announcing MLR Live 3.
What about?
Woo! Nice.
I imagine that plays every time he walks through a door.
I actually, dude.
I hope it does.
I actually was talking about that the day we were talking about like having interim, or at least I was talking about it with my sisters, and I was like, I need that Tom Jones clip for my interim music when I walk through a door.
I'm trying really difficult to pay attention, but Marie keeps going with this floppy dildo and doesn't stop.
I don't see you guys' camera. I want to see.
Oh, sorry. That's my bad. Yeah, Marie has like this floppy dildo that she keeps shooting around.
It's just flopping around over there.
Listen, I won this very hot pink silicone dildo at a party doing a novelty game.
Would you explain what the game was?
Well, you all have heard of the game bobbing for apples.
Yes.
Yes. I love it.
Replace apples with dildos.
I love it.
I was bobbing for those.
What kind of a party were you guys at where you just had a kiddie pool full of dildos?
Bob for dildos, Dutch. That kind of party.
That the best kind of party?
That kind of party. Okay. The,
well, I'm not opposed to it. I'm curious because I want to get into this action.
It was a double birthday party.
What were you saying, Dee?
I just said it was two of our friends' birthdays.
Good.
Yes, we have friends and they had birthdays.
And they bobbed for dildos and I bobbed for one and I won it. And I was holding on to it the whole night and I realized that if you hold a silicone dildo, you have to helicopter dick it the entire time. You can't not helicopter dick it when you're holding a dildo. Like, and I was testing it with other people. I'm like, here, hold this dildo and not fling it around in a circle. They couldn't. It's impossible. Once you're holding it, you have to fling it around like this.
And then towards the end of the night, the drunker she gets, the harder she starts hitting people with it. It hurts.
I was slapping people with it.
It really hurts.
It hurts.
So, it was a fun party. Everyone had a costume. It was like a fetish party thing. And I went as a, my costume was, I put a strap on my head and I was a magical unicorn. And I walked around and kept touching people's penises with the top of my head.
It was a good time.
He was ramming them.
I basically next leveled Robining, dick grazing as we know it. I next leveled it now.
Yes.
And then after that, I didn't want to be weird, and my head was getting sweaty. So then I put the strap on in my pants, pulled it out of my zipper, and kept awkwardly walking up next to people and talking to them. And they go, I thought that was your real dick.
It's true.
He touched my penis with his penis.
So I was touching everyone with my penis.
Jeez, I forgot about that. Wes and I just put a gif in of you hitting Marie with a dildo.
Oh, that's right. A fucking head.
Now I have a pink one.
It happens.
Yep.
I like my pink one.
So nice.
Yeah, you missed out, Dutch.
And anything else? Yeah, you guys getting like, wait, fetish party? Like what kind of, like just all around all fetishes kind of thing? Or just like a specific like
pretty
ones to you guys?
No one was peeing on each other, if that's what you're asking.
Well, that's what I was asking, yeah.
There was defecation. No, there was no peeing.
There was none of that.
You didn't see
it. It was very light and playful.
Right.
A couple of people performed. Which is really right. Cool.
Perform like on each other?
No, like
sexy dancing.
Careful.
Okay.
He's gonna hit you in the head with that dildo.
Furries.
Oh yeah, there was
furries. How many people were at this party?
30
ish.
About 30.
About the same amount of people that go to the Eyes Wide Shut parties. What's that number?
A lot.
I'm wondering if shit like that actually happens like on a regular basis. I'm sure it has happened, but like, do you think that's a normal thing? Like, yeah, well, fuck parties, yeah.
Pretty much every party I've been to with these people, it's a normal occurrence.
You haven't been?
Where everybody's just fucking in front of each other.
Not everybody.
Not everybody. Just
A good amount.
Some people volunteer.
Just attention-seeking people.
Some people that seek attention.
I don't know who would seek attention around here.
Come on. It's just wrong.
Who would do such an attention-seeking thing?
The two of you?
I can't even imagine.
Tell me you guys fuck in front of people.
I can't confirm nor deny that.
Imagine. Sean?
Who?
I can't confirm or deny that.
I cannot confirm.
I was on the couch.
That Dee and I were sitting on the couch saying, show of hands from people who've seen this show already.
Wait, this happened this weekend at this party?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
You guys are fucking dirty birdies.
No, we're not anything.
I cannot confirm or deny.
You're assholes, I know that, but as far as this goes.
I'm not on the matter. All I'm saying is you can't double dog dare somebody and fucking... All right.
Nobody double dog dared you.
All I'm going to say, if this was Call of Duty multiplayer, we would have had first blood.
Okay.
You put your hand up in the air and said, okay, I'll do that.
That's not true. You're remembering things wrong. And I didn't do that.
Oh, my God, Dennis, that is the most brilliant thing I've ever seen.
Oh, Dutch having sex in a snow.
For the people who listen to the podcast, Dennis put a picture and he superimposed my face on a guy fucking a girl in a stairwell. That's funny.
That's great.
You guys did this in front of everybody?
No.
No.
What are you talking about?
You brought it up. You don't think I'm going to sit here and question it?
You haven't?
I didn't.
Let's say hypothetically. How about this? Hypothetically.
Okay, there you go. Hypothetically. That's good.
Hypothetically. let's say that one of the birthday girls said, hey, can somebody have sex in front of us? And let's say that that's whatever. Somebody volunteered immediately for it.
Okay. Was the somebody in this group, was it the female that said it yes first or the male that said yes first?
What happens if you say it at the same time? I think we always
Okay.
What if they were like stumbling over each
other?
You
owe me a Coke kind of thing.
What if one of the persons didn't have a choice because she was dog tied to the other person?
What if one of the one of the people had a dog collar on and had to do it?
Yeah, one of them might have had a dog collar.
What fuck?
With a leash attached to it.
Jesus, I think I'm a perv, and you guys are just fucking.
Actually,
I just gave nice, lovely massages. And
I had something else I did.
Yeah, I got a massage.
I volunteered and gave some people some massages too. That was fun.
Now, are we saying massages like in air quotes? Massages?
Real
massages.
Okay,
Shit massages.
All right.
Well, I mean, I did massage the hell out of my friend's gorgeous boobs. So
yeah, but that
can't. But I mean.
I massage boobs too, but that's
normal. Everyone had their boobs massaged.
Can you guys help a brother out and take pictures when these kind of things happen, by the way?
I mean, we did.
I mean,
but
there is. They exist.
Can I see them?
No.
I know.
Why?
I
can see
pictures of my penis if you want.
Because you don't talk about
Fight Sean.
You don't talk about Fight Club.
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Throw it all over town.
That's the first rule of the sex club.
You don't talk about it or show your friends, your good friends, pictures.
I went to Fight Club recently, and I showed up a little late. It's really great. I recommend everybody try Fight Club. I just missed the rules at the beginning.
Oh, I see where you're going.
That's the stupidest joke. That is my new favorite thing.
We're
all going to kill ourselves.
Whether we did anything or not. But
we're
going to
make posters.
We're going to make posters. Let's say if we did it first. Let's say if we did start other people watched it and went to a room and went ahead and did the same.
Oh, that's man.
Royce, I'm sure you've seen this whole category on porn sites or whatever, is the party sex shit. It's like it's they're mainly in Europe or whatever. I think party hardcore is one of those things.
Yeah. Party hardcore. I've seen that.
Yeah, and it's like legit girls because there's way too many like ugly girls in there for it not to be legit.
Oh, Dutch, I figured it out. Some of them are and some of them aren't. They do have some paid ones, right?
Well, here's how they do it, buddy. And I found this out.
I know exactly how.
Okay, well, can I explain it to the audience real quick?
At the same time right now.
Okay. Explain it to me.
Here's what happens is they have the
it's just going in
I know,
circle.
I see it, and I don't know what you're doing. Anyway, so what they do is like they'll bring in all these girls and like the strippers that are there. It's supposed to be like a regular strip club, but then again, you're supposed to like sign a consent form that you know, hey, it's going to be videotaped, yada, yada. But they have three or four plant girls that always come in to these clubs and they start blowing the strippers first to loosen all the other girls up.
Go on.
And then basically, it just ends up like, you know, the strippers are fucking the patrons. It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. So some of them are real, some of them aren't, and then some of them will cry afterwards because they realize, holy shit, I just got jizzed on camera.
Exactly.
So, what are you crying about?
Probably the jizz in their eye.
Oh.
Specifically that.
Sting, probably.
That's actually been my new porn thing. Is that whole genre?
That's 2008. I love party stuff too. Don't get me wrong. That stuff. That's 2008.
I stumbled upon it recently. So
I'm into the UK. What they've been doing for years now called dogging, whereas you take a girl and you just go to a public place and she randomly fucks a dude in a park that she doesn't know.
This is in England, because I've seen them attempt to do this in the States, and you can tell they're acting.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about OG dogging, and you can tell it's
Olive Garden dog?
They fuck at the back of an Olive Garden.
It's awesome.
That's what I'm into right now.
I don't know this genre. I need to check this out.
Well, Dutch, how was your weekend?
Not as good as ours.
It's probably pretty boring.
All right, well, okay. No, actually, there's a reason why my voice is so shot.
A guy fucked your throat.
Alcohol.
No, it wasn't that. Okay, so like my brother just turned 21, and then my other friend, one of my good friends of our family, he just turned 30. So we had like a dual birthday party up in Denver. We all like went out, dude. We went to this 5-star restaurant, and they asked us to leave.
Right?
Because all me and my white trash family were just screaming. Like at one point, my brother was like simulating what his wife does to jerk him off. standing up in front of the, like, an entire restaurant. Like, we were all hammered at this point, and like, and my brother's wife is she's great because she just sits there and just rolls her eyes and goes, oh, whatever, he's gonna do what he wants to do. So they kept coming over to us going, you guys, can you please quiet down? All the other tables are complaining. My brother's just like, fuck that, I'm paying you. And like, it was, so we had that. We ended up having to get out of there. We went to whatever, you know, a bar. Actually, there was no fun stories that night. It was the next day. So
you had another big group fight?
No, it wasn't a fight. It was an individual fight with a girl I've been seeing recently.
So bad right now.
Let's just say, I'm not going to say her real name, which is Jill. So I'll just say your name is Jane.
But you already said her name before.
Jill. So anyways, so Jill.
Huh? Did you go up the hill?
Really? A Jack and Jill joke?
No, her name is Jill. Anyways, so we were, okay, so we went to like, you know, a Broncos bar for the Broncos game. We went to an Eagles bar for the Eagles game, and we were all hanging out all day. And then we ended up at like
family.
We ended up hanging out at like one of my sister's favorite bars that was right down the road from her place, whatever. So
Hunt's penis.
We were hanging out, and like I had so I flew back from DC on Friday. So I've been staying with this girl all weekend because I didn't want to drive all the way down the Springs knowing that party was happening later that night. Yada yada. So we've been screwing around and hanging out and not dating officially for just the last
just butt stuff.
I'll explain that later, but
we're seeing each other.
So
you seeing each other's insides?
All kinds of, dude, three times in one morning. It was weird. I was like, I'm 30, like I still have stamina. I felt good about myself. But ended up, you know, at whatever bar later that night. And my younger brother, Chris, who just turned 21, came up to me. He's like, hey, I don't want to be a dick right now, but like, Jill's hitting on me, man. Like, I wouldn't make that up. And I'm like, what do you mean hitting on you? She's like, did she grab my dick and like try to pull my face towards her? And I was like,
I mean, that's very direct.
Really? Okay.
Oh, hit on me several times this weekend then.
I was like, really? Okay. That's interesting. So I was like, all right, I'll talk to her in a second. So I went to the bathroom. I go, I
dick to a guy for $100.
Yes.
as is tradition.
I wish I would, dude, I should have taken the money.
I know. I looking you back,
I was fucking mad about that. Huh. But anyway, so I come out of the bathroom and I'm like, okay, I need to talk to her about this. Maybe he's drunk, maybe she's drunk. I don't know what's going on. So I come outside to like where the smoking area is, and she I see her attempting to kiss my buddy Drew.
Whoa.
And I sat there and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, it was more of like a laughable thing. Like, oh my God, you are that. So instead of just like going, oh my God, I'm so drunk, I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm doing right now, she proceeded to get indignant with me and do the whole, I don't know what you're talking about, I didn't do anything. Like, what? And I was like, okay, this is about to be a problem. Let's step outside and we'll talk about there. So meantime, my backpack that had both of my computers in it, because I didn't want to leave my car because it just got off plane, yada yada, they were at her house. So I'm like, okay, that's, you know, that's some money.
Gotta salvage this.
I have to hold this down to an area where it's not right, where I can't go back to her house to get my stuff. So, but she kept pressing it, and I essentially at one point while we were in the car, I'm like, you fucking dumb idiot. I watched you. Though. Like, do you think I'm going to trust you over my brother? Like, I watched trying to kiss my friend Drew. And her defense was, no, I didn't. Like, no, I'm not blind.
Solid defense.
No.
Her defense essentially was, nuh-uh. I was like, yes, I'm not blind. What? So I essentially got it down to the point. Like, I made her cry. That's always a good thing.
That's always.
Way to go.
I told her that, like, okay, let me drive. I'll drive back to the house. Hey, if we have, I just started pulling shit out of my ass. I was like, hey, you know, maybe we shouldn't be having the same argument in this same spot. I read somewhere that if you go somewhere else to have the finish an argument, you'll have a better resolve. Dude, I was pulling everything out because I just wanted to get my fucking computers and get the fuck out of there. So we get back to our house and I grab my backpack and I was just like, die, and left.
So
she proceeded after I got to my car, and by the way, it's like -2 degrees outside. She proceeded to run out and attempt to block me from leaving. And I just kind of sat there for a second until she came around to my window and I rolled my window down and said, die, and then sped off.
Die?
So, I mean...
So it went well.
So okay. There's a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
So you were dating the 13 going on 30 Jennifer Gardner?
Essentially, yeah.
Or she resulted to arguments?
It was essentially... No. You could break down everything that she was trying to throw at me was nuh-uh.
Yeah.
So is it time to start again, Dutch?
Nah.
Starting what again?
Square one. Maybe you can get a new prospect. Maybe a new girl.
Oh, I dude. Tinder's great.
Sweet.
I don't mean. You find hookups. I mean, you know, a human connection.
No. So
are you
no.
saying that Jill wasn't the one?
No.
Did you end up driving home that night?
No, I ended up passing out at Kelly's place.
There it is.
That's what we were fishing for.
No, we didn't have sex. No, I stayed. No. Ask her. She'll tell you the truth.
I believe you. What I don't believe is that you fucking texted her and said, "Did you really fuck Sean?" When we were clearly joking, you fucking asshole.
Oh, I just had to double check.
You fucking
Well, here's the thing. I know Sean doesn't like me, and I don't trust you fucks for an ounce of my life, so...
Really? You don't trust us?
No! And there's nothing more powerful than a woman scorned, so...
But no, there is. I wouldn't do it. First off, maybe Sean, but I wasn't going to do anything with her. Come on!
Why am I written out?
Hey, I didn't ask... Hold on. I didn't say you.
Marie played with her
boobs. I know Sean would do that kind of thing, but not you guys. I know that.
Weird. It wasn't that weird.
Maurice, I remember, if I remember correctly, Kelly goes like, "Wow, Dutch could have made me come like you, Marie." I believe that was the exact quote.
It was like.
It was somewhere before and or after I said, "Hey, Kelly, you want to see his pink dildo?"
Yeah. Now, the next thing Dutch is going to do is text. Did you fuck Marie?
No.
Sex with Marie.
Here's the thing, though, dude. Like, you guys, like, slid it in, so I was like, okay. I don't even know. I'm not even sure at this point. But, dude, I wouldn't put it past Sean to do that kind of thing, so.
Yeah. I suck cock, and I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy.
I only have eyes for Laura, Dutch.
Oh, no, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Sure.
He has a boner for your sister.
And my fucking roommate. What the fuck, man?
Oh, no. By the way, can I say everyone's timeline?
Well, I mean, who doesn't?
Everyone's Facebook timeline is ruined now that we're friends with your roommate because he is going back and liking every picture of Sean since Facebook was invented. So it's up in my timeline.
Especially the ones that don't have shirts on.
He is jerking off to Sean so much, it's retarded.
He sends me a message the other day and goes, "Sean, I can't focus at work because my timeline is fucked up. Dutch's roommate keeps liking all your shirtless pics."
It's just Sean. There he is again. I already seen this picture.
Well, hey, caller. Who's this?
Oh, Derek Banner.
Hey, buddy. What's going on, man?
Good night. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, everybody. For the listeners on the line right now is Derek Vanna, an old buddy of mine, a comedian. He lives in Australia now. How you been, man? I haven't seen you. And actually, I think the last time I saw you was the first time I hooked up with this show. So what, 6 years ago, 7 years ago?
Yeah, it's been a while, man. I've lived in Australia now for 3 years now.
3 years. Now, okay, for the listeners who aren't paying attention, the comedian, we always play a comedy bit or some kind of a comedian to start the show out with. The guy who played at the top of the hour was Derek Vanna. So I got to, dude, what's up with your accent?
I get that question a lot from people back home. I've been living in Australia now for about 3 years, and I've just kind of taken on a bit of the accent. To an Australian, I still sound exceptionally American, but to an American, there's a bit of an accent going on.
And to me, you sound like a douche.
It's odd because my grandfather has been in this country, America, for 50 years, and he can't get rid of his Cuban accent. But you went to Australia, and I'm assuming maybe there was some sort of Jeff Goldblum thing with the fly, except with some sort of kangaroo, because that's the only reason you pick up an accent in 3 years. I get it. Just Australian accent. I fucking get it. They cream their panties.
Yeah, man.
3 years, come on.
It's pretty hilarious. So, like, I meet people at work because you know, I've taken a hiatus from stand up just due to the visa restrictions that allow me to live in Australia. So I'm running a bar, it's a tequila bar, it's amazing. But I run into people all the time who are from the States. I'm like, oh, how long have you been here? Because they sound like they're fresh off the plane. And they're like, oh, I've been here for 10 years. I'm like, how have you not picked up any sort of an accent? Like,
here's the thing, though, dude. Is like, I've known you for a long time, and it's just like I would never would have guessed that you'd be the kind of guy who would assimilate that quickly.
It makes
I mean, I work with Australians. I live with Australians, and especially words that I've learned, like, words and phrases that I've learned in Australia, I definitely pronounce them more than Australian accent. But if you ask any Australian, like, I still sound totally American.
But
to them, wait. To them, I have.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
There's a slight delay here with the distance. But no. So why'd you move to Australia in the first place? Like, I know, but do you feel comfortable telling everybody else why?
I got divorced and I wanted to just move and try something different.
By the way, his ex-wife was hot, by the way.
Australia has something called a working holiday visa, where if you're between the ages of 18 and 30, you can come live and work in the country for a year.
Really?
So I came over here on, a working holiday visa and fell in love with the country. I got sponsored by my job and I'm allowed to stay here until January of 2017.
Wow. So now, like, so, did you just leave everything to your ex-wife and then just move you in a backpack down there kind of thing? Because I've actually been thinking about moving to Australia or somewhere else because I needed a fresh start too.
Yeah, I came over here with two suitcases full of stuff and that was about it.
Wow. And what's it like down there? Like, I hear that the American sentiment is actually pretty good. Like, they don't hate Americans like other countries do. Are they pretty cool down there?
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing because just the culture here is very different. They've got as a salaried employee, you accumulate a month of annual leave every year. No matter what you do, if you're on salary, that's what you get. So Australians are they're very well-traveled people. They save up their annual leave. They'll just, take off for a year and or they'll take off for a month. It's not unheard of for somebody to be like, no, I'm just going to go travel for a year and then come back. In the States, we don't really have that kind of opportunity, especially working in my business as a bartender or a comedian. You've got to save up for the trip, and then you've got to save up for all the bills that are going to happen while you're gone. And, meanwhile, when I go back, I've booked a trip back to the States tonight. And when I go back to the States for the entire month, because I'm saving my leave.
I am so fucking distracted right now by your stupid accent. But part of me is going, okay. But you know that I grew up, in the Pennsylvania area, and I'm sure my accent was a little thicker when I was hanging out with you when I was living out there for 2 years. But I feel like
I definitely understand. Like, if you played the clips at the top of the show, like, I know I sound different. My girlfriend listens to my old stand-up, and she's like, that's not the voice that I know. It's pretty hilarious.
Yeah. But no, like, it's just like every once in a while, if I get too drunk on the show, these guys will call me out when my dumb old Pennsylvania accent will come out.
You went hoagie and a coke.
Shut up. But do you have instances like where you get really drunk and you just fall back into an American accent, like not knowing it?
It's not sometimes when I get drunk, because I'm quite a bit pissed right now.
You're drunk right now?
There's two American girls. I'm a bit pissed, yeah. I had a couple of pints. My day off.
Piss means drunk in Australian Dutch.
I know what that means.
Yes. Yes. Australians use the word piss for a lot of things. Like, that's what we call really shitty beer. Like, like a PBR down in Australia, we call that the piss. If you go out and get on the piss, that means you're going out to get drunk.
What do you guys call your super fancy beers like Foster?
Oh, Foster's is shit, mate. Sorry, it's not a good one.
I know, I was joking.
Foster's is a Australians don't drink Foster's. I found it in one place in Australia.
What do you say when you actually have to go to the bathroom?
Got to take a piss. Or take a slash.
A slash?
It's a little bit of a... it's a bit of more of a Bogan way of saying it. Bogan's
so the, you're saying that that country just hates Guns N' Roses?
You must hate them. I gotta go take a bucket.
Now we love it. Love
Buckethead.
I gotta.
Now, how many poisonous snakes have you gotten bitten by?
Absolutely none. I live in Melbourne. I live just outside of the CBD, which is like downtown. So I basically live in a city roughly the size of Chicago. So how many poisonous snakes do you come across in Chicago?
Well, here's the thing, though, dude, is that like you hear that like everything in Australia will kill you. Like they have like monster octopus / sharks that just come out of the water. That's what I think happens there.
That was a movie on sci-fi.
No, that's Australia Day One.
Which is a really good movie, by the way. A really good movie.
And real question, babies. Why do dingoes love them?
Royce, that's a dumb question. Everyone knows why.
I have no answer for that, mate.
The real question is, how many kangaroo fights have you seen in the middle of your street? Because I saw a video of that happening in one.
Oh, kangaroo fights.
If I want to see a kangaroo, I got to do the same thing as you. Just go to the zoo. Like, I live in a very metropolitan area. Out in the bush, yeah, it's quite common. And, you know, you get your snakes and your spiders and shit. But
well, we don't have deer in our zoos, right?
We're on the...
Well, no, it's not snakes. Dude, do you understand, like, the amount of, like, things that will murder you if you go outside of any kind of city limits? Like, well, of course you know that, but I'm just saying, like, every story
Do you remember when I hit the deer?
Was I driving with you at the time?
No, you weren't driving with me, but I think you were still around. Like, yeah, just driving down the road, then all of a sudden, deer just jumped out of nowhere.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that.
I hit it.
Wait, what happened when you and I were driving down to Memphis? I used to go on the road with this guy every once in a while back in the day. It wasn't that. Oh, no, it was those rednecks that we got drunk with. I started a fight with your manager.
That was a terrifying experience. You never want to get drunk with rednecks if you're not one.
No, exactly, especially in their town.
Yeah, that was a good night. I had heaps of fun, but I had to leave early because... I was driving. You were hungover as balls.
Well, here was the deal, though. You told me, okay, look, I'll drive down there. You drive my ass back. But then I went out with your manager and the rest of everybody else from the comedy club and got hammered. And you were so mad at me the next day and I was like, dude, you got to drive. I'm going to throw up if I try and drive.
you were worthless for the first 6 hours of the drive back.
So. He hasn't stopped being worthless, sir.
Hey.
First 2 minutes of the show. I have a really good closer since you're a comedian. I'd be like, didgeridoos. We're like, didgeridon'ts. Am I right, guys? High five.
Oh, Jesus, man. What's wrong with you?
Good, right? And you'd be like, white people, they talk like this. But Aborigines, they be talking like this.
Are koala yummies offensive in Australia?
Oh, that's a good point you just brought up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are koalas what?
Are koala yummies, the chocolatey-filled candy cookie, are they offensive in the country of Australia?
They're delicious.
Oh, good.
What's offensive is that they don't come with enough chocolate to dip them in.
Agreed. No, okay. That's Doug Bruce.
Okay, so what's the deal?
God damn.
How many people am I talking to right now?
17.
You're talking to me, Royce. You're talking about me, Royce, Marie, Sean, and Deanna.
Oh, fantastic.
So
I thought it was just you for a second, but you're having an issue.
No.
So are you actually doing comedy down there in Australia, like, you know, in between bar shifts?
Well, just given the restrictions of my visa, legally I'm not allowed to. I'm eligible to apply for permanent residency in 2 months. When I do that, I don't want any black marks on my record.
Does your visa prevent you from telling any jokes?
Say again?
Does your visa prevent you from telling any jokes? Like, could you tell them one right now and be okay?
Don't do that, Royce. Don't do that.
I could roll into a bit, but it wouldn't be all that great because
No, Murray, why are you doing this?
This is my gone. Friend.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm not drilling it. I'm just trying to understand what the law
is. Being a dick is what you're being.
Well, she I'm not holding
a dick. Ask probing questions, and then maybe like a joke.
No. That's not what we're doing. I know where Marie was, what she was asking, but she's being dumb.
I wasn't being dumb. What are you saying?
I believe he has all the right qualifications.
I
hate you.
I should joke like this. Pun after this. Pun.
Dude, if you listen to the show long enough, like this is actually, it's gotten so bad now, it's turned around and become funny.
Highbrow koala humor,
you
folks.
You know what his favorite Spice Girl song is?
Well, what is
if you want to, if you walla be my lover.
All right. I have a quick question though. So the Aborigine, the Aborigine problem, have you guys extinguished that yet or not? By that, I mean, have you killed all the Aborigines?
And why's that motherfucking opera like a bunch of fucking sail ships and shit, motherfuckers? I don't understand Australia.
The term Aborigine is it's actually a very negative term.
They're referred to as
Indigenous Australians.
I know. I thought.
Oh my God! It's like saying Indian as opposed to African American. Okay, or not African. Sorry, Native American
instead of Inuits.
Sorry, I meant to say nigger as opposed to African American.
Whoa! I believe the correct PC term.
I believe that we will win. I believe that what?
Upside down N words, sir.
Because
they're on the bottom of the globe.
I get it. Wait. So that's an offensive term down there?
It's not offensive. It's just like not politically correct.
Interesting.
You would refer to them as the Indigenous Australians.
No, okay. That's too wordy.
No, it's two words.
Well, so is African American, but we still do it here.
Say Indigenous.
But there's Indigenous.
Aborigines not that much easier.
I don't know. Puerto Rican works here. Whatever people you want to live by.
No. That's not what Indigenous.
Are you sure? Because that just means people I don't want in my neighborhood.
No, exactly. I know what that.
Yeah. Indigenous, indignant, they sound really close if you ask me.
Two different words.
Indignant Americans. Fucking indignant Australians if you ask me.
Okay.
See what I did there?
Nobody asked you.
Didgeridoos making noise all the time. Fuck that shit. Oh, we can see the Aurora Borealis. Who gives a shit? Everything kills you.
Hey, D-Rock, what are the chicks like down there?
What's all this?
Gorgeous.
I've seen pictures.
Australian women. Australian women are beautiful, and God damn it, they can drink night.
Like, really?
An Australian woman can drink an American woman under the table 9 times out of 10. Like,
other than that.
I hear they're slutty.
Very.
Are they loosey-gooseys?
There's sluts everywhere, mate.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I
mean, you're on an island, there's not much to do other than, like, you know, surf and get drunk and fuck. So, I mean, what else would you do? All my experience.
Yeah, I mean, there's that. It's really funny, though. When I moved over here, I had no idea how big Australia is. Australia is roughly 2/3 the size of the U.S.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's basically calling all North America an island.
It's an island, but it's a pretty big one.
Right.
Did you know Australia is both a continent and a country?
Thank you, Marie, for that fun fact.
I did know that.
I wouldn't call it that.
It kind of makes me wonder how the Kiwi feel about that, though. What do they fall in? That's people from New Zealand. They're called Kiwis.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, what's the beef between New Zealand and Australia?
Lord of the Rings?
Smaller island, better looking land.
They definitely have Lord of the Rings, but Australia's got Hugh Jackman.
That is a good one.
I think there's a trade-off there somewhere.
I don't know. At this point, I wouldn't embrace current Hugh Jackman. He's kind of just a gay wolf.
He's a little fruity.
Yeah.
He's all about Broadway now.
I like Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, because
of course you would.
He's always been about
Broadway. You're a big fan of gays too. We all know that.
Well, I'm a big fan of Wolverine.
I love the gays.
And gays. And Hugh Jackman. Yeah, he does it for me.
But is there like a beef there? Is it like, you know, people from Boston, you know, criticizing people from New York as far as the whole thing goes, or is it more deep?
A little bit. There's pretty much an open door policy between New Zealand and Australia. So people from New Zealand can come over here,
and they can just live and work like Australians. So it's a country of about 4 million people in New Zealand, and every year roughly 40,000 leave.
Really?
But only like 5,000 come back. Hmm. So a lot of Kiwis here.
So you're saying I should buy property in New Zealand?
Oh, you couldn't afford it, mate. It's very expensive.
Is it really?
New Zealand's super expensive. Like, what? I thought Australia was expensive.
What's the cost of living down there? Is it like way worse than the States?
Oh, massive, mate, for sure.
Really? Wow.
Let's see, the apartment that I live in is maybe 20, 25 feet by 25 feet, one bedroom, open plan,
25 feet.
$420 a week.
Are you saying that there's something other than ancient castles in New Zealand?
No, he lives in Australia.
It's not like Lord of the Rings. New Zealand's an actual...
I don't know. I've seen all of those movies, plus extended footage, and I haven't seen the apartment complex.
New Zealand is a...
Are you saying Peter Jackson left out original New Zealand?
Yeah, I don't think that's what he's going for.
That is such a funny name, though, because you've got Peter Jackson, you know, the director, and then in Australia, Peter Jackson makes... That's a men's suit company, and then Peter Jackson, you can also buy Peter Jackson cigarettes. So the man's an entrepreneur. He's getting shit done.
Peter Jackson.
Does Australia have Outback Steakhouses? I have to ask.
I think there's one.
That's so weird.
Very well.
That's so weird to me.
Do you guys enjoy Bloomin' Onions down there?
That is not a thing.
Huh.
It is on the menu if you like order one.
You could order.
I'll tell you what, though. Kangaroo is delicious.
Is it?
Now, do you hail taxi cabs by throwing boomerangs at them? I have no idea how this works.
If by throwing boomerangs at them you mean put your hand up and hail one, yes.
That's American. I don't think that's right.
We're on an internet radio show. There's no language restrictions, right?
Dude, we've been cursing all night. You haven't been hearing it?
I love dicks.
Yeah, I'm just checking. Hey, look, I'm a guest on your show. I just want to make sure. But cab drivers in Melbourne are fucking cunts. Like, they're the worst type of people.
Well, tell us how you really feel.
Oh, he didn't tell us he was going to call Jim Jeffries on us now.
Oh, no, So, since we can't say that word in America, it has become my new favorite word.
What word? Taxi drivers?
Cunt? Oh.
Cunt. It's a fucking great word. Because it's so versatile. Like, one of your mates who's just like the coolest dude, like he's a sick cunt.
Is that a normal thing down there? It's like more of a term of endearment than a term of insult.
Yeah, it's the only country in the world where you call your mates cunts and you call a cunt mate. Because like if you, depending on how you say it, you're like mate, like that's fighting words.
Is it like a circle and a rectangle and a square like, thing? Like a cunt is a mate, but a mate is a cunt.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
makes sense.
Like, one of my best friends, like, he's just a good cunt. Like, I fucking love the kid. He's great.
Been there.
I think we should start that here in the States. What do you think, guys? Do you think it'll work?
I've been calling people cunts all the time, but I just get punched for it.
Exactly. Well, you're an unlikable person, so.
What are you talking about? I'm waving a dildo right now.
She actually is. I don't know, Derek, if you're seeing the video, but she actually, yeah.
Once again, Marie misunderstands what being likable means.
No,
I like her.
Did she say she's holding a dildo? That's highly likable. That's
great. She is. She's waving a dildo around.
I'm waving a pink dildo.
I have a quick question for you because we're going to go to break here soon. But Derek, Royce and Marie were talking about like some kind of fetish weird party where they end up fucking in front of the entire party and all that kind of good stuff. Is that like more common or less common in Australia?
I've never been invited to one of those parties, but if you have any listeners in Australia, I'm very open to the idea.
Well, the problem is they only take place in the back rooms of Outback Steakhouses.
So you're saying there's a chance.
We could hook them up with that. Can we hook them up with a little?
We've got one.
Only one. I love just that they only have one, and it's embarrassing to work there.
And I like the fact that, like, Foster's isn't even a thing there.
Yeah, I found one place. It's in Circular Quay in Sydney, which is where like the Sydney Harbour Bridge and the Sydney Opera House are. that's called Circular Quay, and it's kind of a fucking massive tourist spot.
Right.
And this one place that I found, and I think they just have it to be ironic.
Right.
So then, can the country?
My house that has it on tap as well.
Can the country of Australia sue America for false advertisement about the whole? Because their whole pitch is Foster's Australian for beer. Like that's
Foster's Australian for Natty Ice.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
It's terrible.
I've shown those ads to some of my mates, and they're. I don't want to say horrified, but it's probably the best word. Like, is that
what
okay,
the no wonder fuck America is this? Exactly,
that's what they think about us. It's hilarious to watch the reaction. Like, how to speak Australian?
Oh, God!
Oh, you guys eat a lot of shrimp on the Barbie, right? I'm assuming.
Which is also fucked up because we don't call it shrimp; they're called prawns.
Oh. We'll see.
That makes them sound even more disgusting than they already are.
We'll fucking put a prawn on the body. Like, it's just, it's not as, yeah, it does make them sound bigger, for sure.
Now, how does
I love a good prawn, though. Is
it delicious? Like koalas, or?
Wait, hold on a second. You said something earlier, like kangaroo meat was delicious. Is that like the equivalent of deer meat here? Because apparently from what I've heard is that kangaroos run around as much as deer run around here.
So they hop.
Yeah, when you get out in the bush, deer or kangaroo are quite prevalent.
They hop all over.
Yeah, kangaroo meat's really good. It's really like you've got to cook it right, like just above rare. Anything besides that, you're gonna be chewing for like days.
And you have to
really,
you have to really punch them to death. You have to punch them to death to get them really tender. Like just body shots, just fucking. You just fucking start wailing in a baby kangaroo.
Yeah, I heard it's a law in Australia. You actually have to box your kangaroo to death before you can actually cook it. Otherwise, it's illegal.
That is true.
Oh, yeah, okay, true. Good.
You're not allowed to eat a kangaroo that you haven't boxed to death.
Good. As long as we're on the same page. We're educating our listeners right now, Derek.
Finally, they're going to go over there beating up kangaroos to taste the delicious, delicious kangaroo meat.
Well, as long as they're doing it legally, then we're all good.
It's fine.
How many kangaroo shorts do you own, and have you ever put shorts on a kangaroo?
What?
Well, my kangaroo butler doesn't wear clothes.
I'm glad.
Look at that buff ass fucking kangaroo.
I know, it's freaking me out.
Is he on steroids?
I have trained him to adjust the temperature of his pouch so he can bring me warm food, or I can use it as a cooler.
Okay.
Hmm. That makes sense.
Convenient.
Are those shitty animals trainable?
No, definitely not.
Are these not trainable? Are all kangaroos this buff?
Yeah, sorry, Derek, you can't see it, but like our listeners are posting pictures of buff kangaroos in the chat room.
Yeah, do all kangaroos look like
they're massive, dude. Like they're pure muscle. There's no fat on a kangaroo.
Yeah, this kangaroo looks like it could beat like the Rock's ass.
Definitely.
A boxing match with him.
I didn't realize their hands.
I would love to arrange a boxing match between a kangaroo and the Rock.
That would rule.
Can somebody please get on that right now?
I don't know. The Rock is a Rock. You give him the Rock bottom.
Yeah, but a kangaroo could just a little kill. Box the shit out of him.
Have you seen The Rock? He's a fucking animal.
Wow, look at the picture. These motherfuckers are humongous.
Look at this gangster.
He's scary. I don't like it.
What is that?
I don't know. That's the buffest gangster kangaroo I've ever seen in my
life. Paul just posted a gif of a kangaroo looking like he's doing like a sea walk kind of thing.
Is there like a gym that kangaroos go to work?
Jesus.
It's never body strength.
Kangaroo gym?
It's called Virgin Active.
Oh, it's good.
Look at his delts, bro.
Do you think kangaroos do fat shaming? Like, to make sure that they're all...
Yes, I 100% believe that.
Like, a kangaroo can jump like 10 meters in a single shot. That's like 11 feet.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
They're beasts.
No. Well, have you ever actually encountered any, or you just said earlier you just went to the zoo?
Nah. If I want to see a kangaroo, I have to go to a zoo because there's just none in the city.
Can you imagine like going to the zoo and like having a deer exhibit, like just deer, were there? It would just be dumb.
How much money to make out with a kangaroo?
Never. They're terrifying.
If you train them to box out, you can make a lot.
Hold on. I have a question. Is there, because you know, like the Michael Vick dog fighting thing? Is there kangaroo underground fighting rings?
I don't know, but that's a really good idea. We should definitely get on that.
I'm going to move down there, and we're going to do this.
I'm going to tape knives to their hands.
You guys are not.
Let me finish. I'm going to tape knives to their hands, right?
I'm finished.
And then inside of their pouch, I'm going to have hand grenades in there. My kangaroo's going to fucking win everything.
Well, how is he going to get the kick?
But if he's got knives on his hands, how's he going to throw the grenade?
Obviously, he kicks it with his kangaroo feet.
Have we really thought this out?
Okay, you know what?
Good point.
He has knives tight on his feet, and then he uses his hands to throw the grenades. It clearly makes sense. Look, I'm just training them, okay? I haven't worked out everything, but I feel like
Royce is a waste of marketing ideas. Here's what you do, Derek. Find a kangaroo.
I think that is a beautiful.
No. We'll get you a branding of MLR's logo, and I want you to start branding kangaroos with MLR's logo around it. Everyone's going to be like, why do kangaroos have this logo on their back all the time? And then they'll look up our website. More Like Radio.
I mean, they're considered pests in Australia the same way like deers are in the U.S.
Well, that's because you don't put silly hats on them.
Oh, so you guys get like season for 6 months out of the year? Is that cool? Like, is that how that works?
Yeah, a kangaroo will fuck up a car for sure.
Look at that fucking kangaroo.
Oh my god, how big are kangaroos?
They're huge.
Has anyone tied up a whole bunch of kangaroos to a sleigh and did an Australian version of Santa's sleigh?
Oh my god.
That would be the most terrifying sleigh of all time.
Coming up into Christmas, though, it's really, really interesting because Christmas for us is summer. It's going to be summer first year.
So instead of having like full snow gear, you could have like cutoff sweaters to show their buff arm.
Yeah, and Daisy Dukes.
And V-necks.
It makes sense.
It's really funny, though, because like walking around the city in December, you hear the traditional Christmas song, like Jingle Bells and all that stuff. It's like in a one-horse open sleigh, but you don't really know what a sleigh is because you don't really need it here because it's summer. It's really weird to hear like traditional Christmas songs in the middle of summer.
Now, hold on. Do you guys like what would be considered our summer, your winter? Do you guys get regular snow there? Like, I don't know what area of the country you live in. Well, I know you live in Melbourne, but I don't know if that area is considered like the Florida country.
Not in Melbourne. The last time it snowed here, I think, was maybe 10, 15 years ago from what I've seen.
Oh, okay, so you're in the Georgia, Florida of that country.
Yeah, it happens from time to time, but like winter here, the coldest I've seen it is maybe 35 degrees. Okay. And I'm converting to Fahrenheit, because if I said like 1 degree, you'd be like, that sounds cold. 1 degree.
Yeah, Celsius. You know what, dude? That's my last bastion of our friendship. If you start fucking telling me temperature in Celsius, we're done.
I only want temperature in Kelvin.
But I
want temperature in Kelvin.
Okay, so like maybe.
I now have fear of kangaroos.
Yeah, I just imagine all of them would want to beat me.
I'm afraid of them. Look, they look rapey. I don't.
Can you imagine if they all had gold chains? How intimidating they'd be.
No, don't do that.
Could you imagine if two chains was a kangaroo?
Oh my god, no!
Robot D,
a rapping kangaroo.
Yeah, kangaroos are absolutely frightening. We've all learned this.
I want to dress kangaroos up in Boyz II Men.
Hey, Royce.
Yes.
Hey, Royce.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know, the coldest I've ever felt it in Australia is about 273 degrees Kelvin.
Thank you. Someone is speaking.
Just so you know.
Someone is speaking my language.
Hey, D, would you still be afraid of a kangaroo if it was wearing a tutu?
Yes. I would be afraid, but I would be a tutu. It's humiliating.
I would be afraid, but I'd be slightly turned on at the same time.
Now, what if the kangaroo was mean when it was younger, but like an inner city kangaroo, but then it's taught itself and went to some sort of fancy Australian college? Then would you like it?
If he toned
down.
Only if
it was defending me in a court of law.
Yeah, he's a lawyer. He's a lawyer kangaroo. It makes sense, guys.
Like if he became a barrister or a solicitor, I'd be like, that kangaroo deserves my respect.
Yeah, hop into justice. That would be my billboard.
Can somebody please write the script for that movie?
I would watch it. clearly, we're going to have Paul Reubens do the voice of the kangaroo. I mean, no arguments there. And what we'll do is we'll have then. Guess what? His paralegal will be a baby kangaroo inside of the pouch. Who'll pop up and always go,
and it would keep its little notepad in the pouch.
I can't see a single network turning this down.
Can we please get Andy Serkis to do the live motion capture? Because he's just he does everything really well.
Yeah. Or maybe like I said, we'll call like Franklin and Bounce. You know, we'll
keep Jesus
kangaroo Frank. It's still a lawyer show. It'll be really good. I'll watch.
All the kangaroos that try out for that movie but don't make it will have to star in Hop Up, the sequel to Step Up.
I like it.
This is getting out of control.
It's so funny.
All right, Derek.
So funny. That we just need to break these kangaroos into acting.
They're terrifying, guys. Don't make me look
at them. I think that's the next step. Now, Outback Jack didn't do really well, but I think we can do better.
Now, I'm just your typical country kangaroo lawyer.
Why are all your voices that?
I always picture lawyers being Southern, like Southern lawyers, like, you know, like Mississippi Burning.
I always assume that they're Jewish.
No, not kangaroos. They're not kangaroos. They're kangaroos.
Dude, kangaroo. That'd be a great show.
I always imagine my cousin. What's a ute?
Kangaroo?
Kangaroo?
Rabbi?
Yes.
They circumcise the tail. I don't know, bro. I don't understand how kangaroos work. I don't know how you put it.
Well,
together.
What you see is here is that obviously my client was running away from the crime.
Can I throw this out there for you guys? There's a big hip hop scene in Australia.
Really?
The Australian accent in hip hop is fucking hilarious.
All right, hold on. Tell us what bands we need to look up.
Well, the Hilltop Hoods.
All right.
They're from Adelaide.
Oh yeah, Adelaide. Yeah.
Listen,
it's a city.
Bliss and Esso. They're from Sydney, but one of the guys is American. So, like, have you ever heard that song? I feel happy in my hoodie on a Friday.
Nope.
I know I've heard it totally before popular. In the States.
Now, Alderaan, isn't that the fucking planet Darth Vader blew up?
Alderaan.
That's Alderaan.
My bad.
360, Pez, Draft with a PH. Just listen to some Australian hip-hop. You'll laugh your ass off.
So well-known here.
All right, well, we'll do that after the break. Hey, Derek, thanks for calling in, buddy. We're running a little bit late here. But, Derek,
kangaroos to wear neckties.
Don't be a stranger. We'll have you as our Australian correspondent.
Did you learn anything?
Yeah,
you
I can say
don't be a cunt.
Yeah, don't be a cunt.
Don't be a cunt.
Don't have a piss.
Cunt,
hey, dude, if there's any major Australian story, every once in a while we'll have like an Australian story that'll come up. So anytime that happens, we're gonna call you. So just have your phone at the ready.
Look at that kangaroo's ball.
Yeah, later, bro.
I don't want to look at that.
Shut up, Royce.
What?
Look at the kangaroo's balls. Look at how big his balls are.
Don't make me.
Kangaroo.
Can we go to break already? Jesus Christ, we're so over.
Why don't you go to break? I'm looking at some delicious kangaroo dick.
All right, go get some fat pussy.
Derek, thanks for calling it, buddy. Awesome. Derek Vanna, look him up. Derek Vanna, comedy on Twitter. You have anything to plug real quick? Is there anything where people can find your shit?
Buffkangaroos.com.
By the way, the reason why I fell in love with Derek was because my ex-girlfriend at the time was like, we have to go to this open mic night because the guy I'm working with is doing a stand-up comedy. And I was like, oh, this is going to suck. I went there and I laughed my ass off. Derek Vanna is a hilarious comedian, and you guys should all check him out on YouTube, Twitter, all that kind of stuff. What can we plug for you real quick, buddy?
Butts.
Your kangaroo looks great in those heels.com.
No, that's your dick.
Derek.
Yeah. I don't think he's there, mate.
He hung up.
Mom.
He didn't hang up.
Alan.
But he's not
Alan.
There.
Alan.
Alan.
Bob.
Alan.
Bob. Bob.
Alan.
Alan. Alan. Alan.
Wait, he's there?
Huh?
No. All right, let's go to break.
All right, Derek Vanna, just look him up on Google.
Yeah, whatever you want. You know, call it on your kangaroo phone.
All right, bye.
More like radio, less like crap.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
He talked me into I can't even say it, but I'm going to have to say something. I have to say it because I feel like it's like, getting too graphic. I guess it's... Okay. Testicles. Penis. He had me lick his testicles and suck his penis. There, I said it. Okay? He talked me into it, and I did. It was disgusting. It felt like rubber to the penis. It was horrible. Okay? I'm not gay at all. Stupid jerk had to make me do that. He didn't know either. He was young too, but not as young as me. He was 4 years older than me. But, you know, I got that on my chest. You know, that was horrible. He made me do it. You know, not that he made me do it. He taught me into doing it, and I did it. Like a fool. Oh, then he did me. Oh, my God. He did make it, I just remember. I hate memories. Don't you?
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday at Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See, right there. It's done. Theme song.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Hey, smokers. You stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, but down, bow down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh, who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
And what are your parents' names?
What? Their names are... Damn it, Krieger! Did you drug me?
You don't remember? Wow, memory is such a fragile thing. And if Archer's real identity is exposed to him too suddenly, his mind may reject it permanently. We have to ease him back into it, like a latex gimp suit.
And how do you suggest we do that?
Well, some people use baby powder, but I'm a firm believer in cornstarch.
Not the gimp suit. Sterling's amnesia.
Oh, yes. I have a plant. Plant. Plan.
Hey, this is Lucky Ace. I play Krieger on Archer, and you are listening to More Like Radio.
Back second hour of Dutch and Royce here on MoreLikeRadio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. Or you can hit us all up on Twitter. It's Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Sean, More Like D, and Chim Heil if he was here. Did he not figure his computer out?
I
don't know.
Mitch, get on that.
Mitch, but, call it and explain to me what's happening.
Yeah, is exactly.
He is yellow on Skype.
It's 3 degrees.
It was all yellow.
He's being all Coldplay and shit.
It's 3 degrees below zero. In-
three Degrassis outside, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three Drakes. It's three Drakes outside.
Is that like metric?
See my thought process?
Is that metric?
Kelvin again.
By the way, did you see, like, he went silent for a second and he had to, like, try quickly on his phone figure out the calculation of Kelvin?
Yeah, I know. It's actually pretty funny. I like him. He's funny.
Derek's a hilarious guy. Very, very funny comic. One of my old good buddies. And he immediately texted me afterwards. He just was like, dude, that was so much fun. Was that okay? Like, Derek, you're fine. Relax. You're awesome.
Now,
does he have a Twitter handle that people can tell him how
yes.
much?
Oh yeah, does he have Twitter?
It's it's just at Derek Vanna, spelled DereqVanna. So just Derek with a K, and yeah, Derek Vanna.
By the way, I was being a total asshole earlier because somebody named Derek not Vanna sent me a message on Skype, like as a friend request, and I ignored it because I was like, oh, another spam thing. And then when he called in and I was like, oh, it must have been that Derek. My bad.
Sorry.
He had a different last name than Vanna.
Vanna White.
Look well, at all these-
rude.
By the way, and I'll tell it to his face again. I don't buy that bullshit that his accent changed.
Well, here's the thing: is that like he, and I wish he would have said it on the show, but the last time I talked to him, like he said that like it. I don't know. It's like when Mexicans come here and they learn English, they go back. People from Mexico say the same thing to them, like, "Oh, you have some kind of a shitty American accent now."
But it's different because there's two different languages. Australian and American are the same language with subtleties, but it's not learning a completely.
Oh, don't get me wrong. He's a complete ass. Don't get me wrong. I told him that to his face. I've told him that the second I talked to him.
I personally have known
people
that have been in countries longer and don't have an accent.
It actually reminds me of me in a restaurant whenever the waiter has an accent, and then suddenly I start talking to them with that accent, and it's really obnoxious. And I'm like, oh, I hate myself. Why am I doing this?
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, I've lost my Pennsylvania accent. Like, does that make me a bad? Like, is that on the same level as far as that goes?
This is my theory. I don't think that you're bad or good or anything else. I just think that Australian accents get people laid more. So, of course, I'd pick up an Australian accent, too.
But you could tell when he was talking, like, there were certain words that were definitely not Australian. They were definitely American.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Dutch, I have a new We Listen to Better Music.
Ooh!
And we're going back to our roots. We're going back to J-pop.
J-pop, fun time in America. Wow.
Actually, C-pop. This is China pop. I propose.
By the way, I we have a few more new comments on the old one, but we don't have to go back to that. But it makes me laugh every time.
All right, ready?
Are people still angry?
The song is called The song is called Rollin'. I don't even know the name of the band.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
No, see, that's
what
else?
Rollin. I posted it in the chat. Here you go.
Rolling.
Why is there a chicken?
Did that say Roland Wang?
I hope so.
These are China?
Yes.
These China girls?
Yes.
These Chinese chickens?
Oh, I'm in. I'm all in.
I am too.
At least they're adult women.
That is plus.
What?
Huh? All right, finished. I'm done. I came already. I'm done.
All right, what's up with the?
There's a chicken in a bikini, a little cartoon chicken in a bikini. You have all the girls dancing, and I also dress kind of like chickens.
Are chickens a sexual thing in China?
Yep.
Everything's a sexual thing in China. Everything's a sexual thing if you fuck it. Am I right, Sean?
That's right.
Here we go.
They're making chicken noises.
I feel like they're ripping off What Is the Fox?
They might be.
All right. I might be able to bust out another one.
By the way, this song is going to be in your head, I promise you.
All week.
Why are there five girls and none of them are singing?
Oh, because the sixth one called in sick.
What's up with those dogs? Oh my god, there's so many farm animals now. Why is this sexy? It's getting weirder, guys.
Oh, I love it.
I know what my costume for the next birthday party is.
Chicken?
Dutch, are you doing the dance?
What, the guys in underwear?
Yeah, I'm gonna do the dance. I love this dance. They're just clapping their arms around.
It.
Don't be fooled. Those guys are buff, but they are still Asian.
Yeah, but they're wearing animal masks.
He knows what I'm talking about.
Tiny penises.
Yup.
I don't deal in those.
Oh, I saw so many penises.
I love this song.
So is this song about Tamagotchis?
No, it's actually Gucci Gucci Fendi Prada. They just couldn't say the rest of it.
This is really racist then.
I love this. I love this song.
Strange erection right now.
I don't know what's going on. I feel like this is for children, but for children to get boners.
Is this like an inside is this their version of What Does the Fox Say?
I hope so.
Maybe.
This is amazing.
I thought Chinese these people weren't allowed to have fun or tell jokes?
Because they have like the liner of like the lyrics at the bottom. Like there are actual lyrics to this.
Yeah, but I can't read them.
Well, yeah, obviously, but they can.
Squiggle line.
Quick, one of our chink listeners.
Dude.
For me.
Maybe this is actually a hard-hitting political agenda.
Yeah.
We don't understand this.
So we're mocking this.
Free China. Yeah, we are. Free China. Yeah.
Oh, well, then.
And we're laughing at it. Yeah. Help us, please. They're murdering our families.
Well, they were trying to solicit help. Maybe they shouldn't be having dancing chickens in bikinis.
I don't know. That's pretty awesome.
I want to help them.
You say tomato, I say dancing chicken in bikinis, you know?
Well, I guess if they were trying to get the attention of the Americans, dancing chickens in bikinis would be the best way to do so.
I really like the song, though. I'm not going to lie. It's good.
Are you serious?
It's in my head. Is it not in your head?
No.
Dutch, guess what?
You son of a bitch.
It's not in your head, you liar.
Fine. It's too repetitive for you to not get it in your head.
Oh, man. Wang.
Holy fuck. No, never mind. It's best that I don't actually ask how you guys find these things.
Listen, I think that certain countries just do certain shit well, and we should all just stick to what we know, and Asian countries make the best music videos.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the fact that they're always putting pee-pee in our Coke, I would be 100% for with China.
God damn pee-pee in the Coke.
Always. They always do it.
I'm telling you, it's just a rhyme. They don't actually do it.
Coke has never been safe.
I guess you're going to tell me the old Chinese proverb, Chinese, Japanese, look at these, isn't real either. Get out of my face.
Are you going to tell me push in the bush isn't a real thing either? Or get the fuck out?
It's in Psalms, okay?
None of those things are
Psalms. Yeah, in the Bible. Disco Bible.
Royce would never drink soda in China.
I would drink soda in China.
There'd be pee-pee in it if it was Coke.
There'd be pee-pee in everything.
I don't care. I'm a man. I'll drink Chinese pee-pee to prove him wrong.
Carbonated Chinese pee-pee.
Yeah. I'll drink it.
I shit my pants this weekend.
Why?
Oh.
Well, actually, not this weekend. Last weekend.
Why?
So,
what were you doing?
I wonder why Joe left him. I just want to make out with the guy who's shit.
Jill left me. I love how like me telling that entire story of me telling her to die. That was the last word I said to her. She left me then.
Yeah.
That's what I got from this story.
Sorry.
This is just not. It's not a fun or a nice environment.
Dutch and Royce.
Just all of it. It's just like, what?
Dutch, by the way, remember
how in the fuck did you twist that?
I want this for the next intro. This is not a fun environment.
This is not a fun or nice environment.
Yeah, I like that.
This show is an HR nightmare.
Yeah. So, thank you. This show is an HR
nightmare. We were wondering why.
HR rep is on the show. So.
We were wondering why when we tried to go clean a few years ago that why, you know, radio stations wouldn't pick us up.
You know what the funny part was? I remember at the beginning of the show I said I was going to announce when the live event is, and I never gave the date.
Gave the date.
Because the phone rang and your friend called and I couldn't.
No. You want to know what happened? Is Marie starts swinging a dildo around, and I had to know about that. That's what happened.
You know, it's been an hour and a half, and she hasn't stopped even during the break.
She's going to be super buff.
I see her. I know. I see it.
I mean, she already is buff arm.
Where's the live event going to be?
It's like doing a shake wake.
All right, Marie, you want to announce live event info?
The live event, numero
Hold
three.
On.
More Like Radio Live Event 3 is going to be in Lakeland, Florida.
Yay!
I'm so excited!
I can do this all day, Winston.
Hey, how long can you do this for?
I can do this all day!
That was the draft. April 25th, 2015.
It's me. Oh, I like money.
April 25th, 2015. It is a Saturday evening. Uh-huh. The reason we are having it in sunny Lakeland, Florida is because we are partnering with Lakeland's own Moxie LaFemme Burlesque Show.
Hooray!
Yeah!
I won't play the whole clip.
But
I love that one.
Defeats the purpose.
Yeah!
Okay, hey. Fans request it, I do.
Yes.
So where is Lakeland in the reference of where all Florida is in general?
It is in between Orlando and Tampa.
It is like right in the middle of Orlando.
Smack dab.
Nice.
In the middle. So, yes. So we planned it to be on a Saturday after the Orlando Burlesque show because some of the girls that will be performing with us at the More Like Radio 3 will also be performing in Orlando the night before. So if anyone is traveling out of the area and has ever been curious to see...
Bi-curious
to see...
You guys need to stop hanging out with each other.
Graham Cat Jackson, Buttercup Sunset, who spanked Mr. John Sanzari on... Hot.
Who was also wearing a gimp suit at the fetish party.
And hot. Heard gimp suit in that promo before we came back from
break. Wait, hold on. Cake showed up in a gimp suit?
No. Ramcat.
Oh, sorry.
Anyways, so they will be performing in downtown Orlando the night before, which would be April 24th. And then April 25th, we will be performing MLR3 and the Moxie Girls all together in Preservation Hall in downtown Lakeland Saturday night. It's going to be amazing. Yay.
Nice. So April 25th.
April 25th.
All right, there you go.
Saturday evening.
Nice.
And we are all ready.
We couldn't get 420, bro.
Sorry. Why did you do that?
Tickets will be on sale shortly, and we are already convincing Miss Sherry.
Which was on the show.
Slim Sherry.
Slim Sherry, by the way.
Can we call them already?
Yeah, call them. Hey, fucking call.
No, I'm going to call him on my cell phone if I have to.
And tell him text
him. I will.
Station. I want to talk to Sherry for a second to announce this, but yeah, we found out that Sherry is a humongous fan of Slim Shady, of Eminem. So she's been sending us audio.
We're getting Eminem on the fucking live event?
Yes.
No, even better.
Sherry
is going to be rapping Eminem songs. Slim Shady.
Oh, nice. Is this the new bit now? Getting girls to do raps?
I tried to pick the hardest rap I could find from him. It was Rap God by Eminem.
That's impossible.
I know. And
Watch her nail it, though.
Yeah. No, she's going. She even told me, thank you for giving me 5 months to do this. Because she is going to get this done, and I know she's going to kill it.
And she was all like, I only want to do it if I have backup booty dancers. However, we can give you backup booty dancers.
We got plenty of booty dancers.
We have all the backup booty dancers you could ever want. Mitch, are you there?
Well, it's my cell phone.
Okay, I just tried to call them on Skype with my phone.
Okay, everybody can hear you, by the way.
Oh, they can't hear me. Okay. So, I was going to cut you idiots off in the past before you tried to call me and blow up my phone and everything, but that didn't work out. So I have been listening, yes, my computer, for whatever reason, Skype isn't working. Now,
Hey, stupid, hold on. Dude, just call the show. Can you do it from your girl's phone?
I miss you.
From what?
Can you call the show from any other phone?
Call the radio, asshole.
Call the show.
That's the only phone I have.
Well, call the show. Are you having an issue with your dumb phone?
No, my computer.
No.
My Skype.
Please call in.
Skype number or I'll murder your
call
family.
Us on Skype. We want to talk to you. Okay. He doesn't even say okay. He just hangs up on me. I love Mitch.
Oh, my goodness.
He's the greatest.
Mitch.
Okay, you got me now?
There we go.
I'm on my cell phone.
Yay.
It's still my cell phone, just so you know.
Wait, are you Skyping from your cell phone? Because you sound great.
I miss you.
I'm Skyping from my cell phone, yes.
You sound fantastic.
Good cell phone, for real.
Ever.
You're almost better than your actual setup.
We were announcing that Slim Sherry is going to be performing at MLR Live 3.
Slim Sherry.
Uh-huh. I was listening.
So,
by the way, I hate Slim Sherry.
What?
Why do you hate Slim Sherry?
He hates Sherry regular.
He hates regular Sherry.
Not too far off, you know. No, yeah, Slim Sherry's terrible.
Nuh-uh.
But, yeah.
The other Slim Sherrys are terrible. The real Slim Sherry, please stand up.
Is she practicing already or
she's
no?
She's playing bingo right now.
She's been practicing since she was like 12.
To do Slim Shady?
Yeah.
This is our big moment. Like something's about
to happen. So we wanted to do Rap God. It's 6 minutes long and it's really hard.
Six minutes? Could you pick a more worthless? Why would you pick that song?
It's really hard. It's rap. Really hard.
No, it's too long, though.
Don't tell me what to do.
It's never too long.
How about this? How about How about this? How about we throw it to the listeners? What song do you guys think Sherry should learn before the next live event?
YYZ.
You can tweet. That's not a... No.
It has to be a Slim Shady song, you moron.
Double Vision.
And it has to be a rap song.
It gives Alias Fancy.
No, but
you already did that.
Bitch did
no,
that.
Let's never hear it again.
Let's ever never again. Speak of it again.
Where should they tweet that or Facebook it if we were going to do that? More Like Radio on Twitter or no?
Facebook. Facebook.com/More Like Radio. Post it there.
There you go. Post it there. Post where what you think Sherry should rap for the next live event and we'll do it.
Yay.
Marie, are you okay?
No.
Are you going to be all right?
Just playing with her dildo.
She's still playing with her dildo.
I'm good.
I think we should dress Dutch up in drag at the live event and make
I'll do it.
Painters all about
yes.
The
face.
I'll do it 100%. Yes, hell yeah.
We will make you into a beautiful lady.
Ooh. We're all about making men into beautiful ladies.
Maybe Dutch will actually give me an erection.
100% I'll do it.
100% I'll give you an erection.
Yeah.
Well, I love that part so much, but.
Dutch, you better start making your plane tickets.
Sweet.
Now, book meow. This shit.
Yeah, Dutch.
And you're allowed to drive here, so you're set.
Yeah, but we're not letting exactly. You drive.
Yeah, we're not going to
let you drive. I am designated D.
We're going to take your keys.
You can give me your keys, bro. I'll drive.
I'm
the battle van.
I'm never doing that again, so.
Just give me your keys.
Hanging out with these guys, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You guys
I can always rely on you, Mitch. I
wish you could hang out with us every day.
All day.
I do this all day.
All day, every day.
That's,
I would just be exhausted all the
you
time.
Would be. I'm tired always.
All day.
Yeah, I got it all day
I
too.
Do this all day, Winston. It's my fault.
I'm not tired and I hang out with me.
I'm sorry.
So I shit my pants.
You did shit your pants.
Yeah, let's go back to that, you pants shitter.
I was going
to
say, what happened?
Well, there's poop in my pants.
End of story.
I assume it came out of your anus.
No, say what happened? Like, well, why did we get off that track is what I was more saying, but
get off somewhere
because I'm really actually now I'm curious like how do we I said that and then we just went off on a tangent and now all of a sudden Mitch is on the phone but
well I mean I guess I can interview you if you want.
No,
so tell me this weekend I heard that you shit your pants is that correct?
You really are a snarky asshole. That's what I love about you.
That is not true. He's not.
I think he's fantastic.
Snarky at all.
I was in D.C. last week, hence why I didn't do the show.
At District of Columbia?
That is what that means, Marie. Good job. Point for you.
Yay.
Never been there.
But so I was working late on this stupid, you know, equipment, yada, yada. I don't need to go into the whole thing. But, like, I started to feel like the, not the rumblings, but, like, the slow ache, right in the lower section, where I was like, oh, I got to take a shit. But the thing, I was running a test where I couldn't walk away from the boom that I was working was on.
Was it a test to see, could you not shit your pants?
Well, I failed that one miserably. So I was like, I got to go now. So I started to like walk and I felt like, you know, I need to get there soon. I started to like run because I was like, okay, I'm going to start pushing.
And then Jill out. Texted you. I doubt that.
Would have been better. So I get to where I thought was like the bathroom area of the screen house I was working on. Because it was later in the evening, it was locked up. I have exactly 10 seconds before something awful happens.
No.
So I run and I run to the next like building that's like right near this area. And I knew that door was unlocked just because I used to work at this place back when I started the show with you guys. I used to work at the screen house. So I ran to this other bathroom and it started edging its way out.
No.
And it was one of those things like, Royce, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you're clenching his heart and your muscles have no power over it. Like,
no.
And I just started leaking as I'm running. I get into that bathroom.
Oh, so you're leaking, son.
I'm shaking at this point. And I started to pull my pants down and it just exploded. And it like, it's like when you see a rim shot, like off a tip of like, you know, whatever.
But it was off your anus?
No, my pants. My pants were the outside of oh yeah.
Yeah, tip assist.
It was the rim of the fuck.
Oh no.
So I literally had it in my pants outside and then it exploded.
What did you eat?
It hit the back of the toilet, D.
No.
It exploded all over, got on my leg, got down my wallet.
It was.
Hey, Scotch, have you ever tried eating a vegetable?
Here's the thing. I had been on the road for about a week, and I had been going. So my hotel had an Applebee's, a Chili's, and a TGI Fridays all in the parking lot.
A trifecta of diarrhea. Good job.
Exactly.
Oh, perfect storm.
How many sliders did you eat, you fucking piece of shit?
Two.
Oh no, Dutch.
Marie, it was. So
sounds foul.
It went everywhere.
It went everywhere. So,
did you clean it or did you leave it?
Oh no, I cleaned as much as I could, but it was like that fucking horrible type of toilet paper that didn't absorb much. Oh, no. Just kind of smeared it.
That negative ply toilet paper,
dude. One ply. It was bad.
Fucking make it out of fucking girls' hymens. So
wait,
thin.
If you were in a greenhouse, why didn't you just poop
like luxury toilet paper? What are you,
Marie? I thought that myself. I'm like, I would have been better if I would have just dropped my drawers and just fucking shat in the middle of like, you know, outside the building. Because I don't know, because I'm trying to be a civilized human being. Like, no, you can't shit outdoors. That's just retarded. I destroyed this bathroom.
No.
It was all, it
you
was.
Never again.
It was,
they board it up and burn it down afterwards.
No, here's the thing. I spent 45 minutes and an entire two rolls of toilet paper. And by the way, these are the industrial ones you see in an airport. You know, like those ones you like, you know, this huge fucking
touch.
So, I ended up having to take my my
what
belt.
Did you wear? Did you make yourself?
I'm getting to that. So I'm trying to like wash out my underwear and my pants, and I was like, these are beyond repair at this point. So I start washing them out, but the hot water doesn't work. It's only cold water. We all know how great that is, just for, you know, getting shit out of shorts. So
at all.
I'm sitting here doing this. I haven't wiped my ass yet. And I'm sitting there trying to rinse this shit out. Well, and it was, here's the thing though, too. It wasn't just liquid. It was like liquid / sort of chunk. It wasn't like anything. It was the most, I was gagging. I was making myself gag because of how bad it was.
Dutch, was it the equivalent of when you sprayed water all over my kitchen, but it was poo?
Yes.
Oh no.
Oh, no, that's a lot of poo.
100%.
100% single and available, ladies. Snatch them up.
So I knew my pants and my underwear and my belt and everything else were like a lost cause at this point because it was just so bad. I was like, okay.
Pull your shirt down and like staple it between your legs.
I wore my shirt as pants. I put my legs through the armholes. Pulled them up. I tied them around. Now, mind you, I also had a hoodie. Listen, I had a hoodie and a jacket also to work with, right? So, I wore my shirt and his pants.
You're an adult baby.
Ooh,
believe me, I'm getting there. It's okay. So, I put my hoodie on as like my shirt, and then I put my jacket on, and it's not very long, so I tried to stretch it down as far as I could to not like show. So then I waddle to my car like I'm a newly dressed baby.
No.
And I get in and I drive.
Boom boom.
I drive the half hour to my house. Hotel. And the whole time I'm going,
gotten pulled over.
Please.
Oh my God.
No. D, it's hilarious you say that because I was just about to say, the whole time I'm thinking, please don't get pulled over. I was looking at the speed limit. I set my cruise control. I was like, I have to be exact speed limit every time. And then my other thought was, the second I pulled into the parking lot, I'm like, oh shit, I hope nobody's outside smoking. Well, guess who was outside smoking?
That's waddling with shit in his pants.
Three people. There's two girls and a guy. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, there you go, yeah. So I elephant walk in through the double doors, past the desk. Everybody saw me. It was horrifying.
stuck on you and to put on the big screen.
So I just threw my pants and my underwear. I threw my pants and underwear like out on the highway. I was like, there's no even chance of saving that.
I wish you'd gotten pulled over for littering.
Sir, your shitty drawers.
You don't think I didn't think about that, D? I was like, there has to be absolutely no headlights behind me before I toss these out. Otherwise, I'm fucking. And by the way, I was holding them out the door because that's how bad it smelled. I was holding them out the window. And by the way, it started getting really cold there.
So basically,
did it freeze? Did the doo-doo freeze?
They started freezing.
Frozen poop.
I hope you immediately took a shower.
Oh, yes.
No, he thought about it, but then got
I threw my shirt out that I even though I wiped myself down 100%, I threw the shirt out that I used as pants.
I just imagined you were in the shower like in Ace Ventura when he gets Finkel, and Finkel was a man and he was showering.
Exactly. It was.
Einhorn is a man.
Finkel is Einhorn.
And midway through me cleaning myself up like I was a newborn, I sat there and started laughing. I'm like, you're 30. You're 30.
Write your name in the doo-doo and then take a picture. Ew, no. Of it for
I couldn't do this because this is one of our paying customers. And if like they would have like somebody destroyed that bathroom.
And they frown on shitting on yourself. I apparently.
Then you should have written, this wasn't Dutch.
Sean, I'm telling you, it took me 45 minutes to fucking clean that bathroom.
Why you been cleaning the bathroom, bro? You shouldn't even waste your time. You should have just done it like a champ. You rip your drawers off. You throw them in the fire. You shit in your pants. You just
scream YOLO.
Abandon,
and then blame it on the nearest Mexican.
Abandon your underwear. Throw it in the nearest trash for
abandon seven. All hope.
Clean your ass off. Just free ball it for the rest of the day.
Here's the thing. Midway through that afternoon,
he's gonna shit his pants and walk around naked.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I made a sale earlier that afternoon. Like, they bought a whole bunch of our equipment earlier that afternoon, and like, and everybody knew I was clearly the last guy there. Everybody knew it, so there's no way I could have gone away with fucking.
They're all like, man, that guy.
He could have covered bathroom. It up once. But heaven help him if he ever shit in that bathroom again. You would know it was him.
Well, Dutch,
he did it.
That's the guy.
By the way, hold on real quick before you go and move on, Royce. Has anybody else? I mean, Royce, we've heard a few of your shitting stories, but I haven't heard anybody else's. Did you guys all shit in your pants or like destroyed a bathroom before?
This is related, actually.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
This UFC fighter, Humberto Brown, poops himself during a fight and gets choked out. Look at the. I swear to God, this is related to what you're saying. This may be the most awkward place to shit your pants.
Oh no!
Yes, yes. Yeah. This just look at the picture.
I see it.
Oh, here's a closer one for you. Look at the
I made duties.
Look at his face.
I made duties.
That's not as bad of doo-doos as you would think. I mean, it's not running down his legs.
Any doo-doo in your pants is not. It's too
he
much
pooped
doo-doo.
Himself during a
it's
fight.
It's not exploding out the top of his pants like Dutch's.
Yeah, and but he's fighting another man and shitting
and
on him.
And then he
though.
Also lost at a choke.
So oh, and that guy's head is right by his butt.
It
oh,
is right so by the doo-doo poop. Butt.
He's looking right at his poop.
Oh, it's so much poop.
Oh,
so
no. Poop.
He yeah. eats the poo-poo.
I appreciate it.
Wasn't that What's-His-Face's Yokozuma's finisher move?
No.
You sit on their face, or who was that?
Oh, that's Dutch. That's Dutch's most of Dutch's dates.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
that. There's nothing wrong with that, Dutch. I'm with you.
That's it. Sean got it.
Nothing like a rim job.
That was clean.
Nothing wrong. Yeah. Nice clean rim job.
What?
Nothing like
that guy's butt.
What's wrong?
Never rim job. I've shit my pants in my car before, but I mean, had to throw the underwear out and kept driving like
you
a baller.
You told that story. Yeah. I don't have a poop story.
You never shot yourself?
I've never shat myself.
The only time I ever did was when I was giving birth.
Oh, well, that's normal.
Yeah, that doesn't.
That's gross, though.
I accidentally shit in the tub.
Shitting
once.
And pushing a baby.
Well, hold on, Roy.
That's not a nice way to talk about your kid, dude.
Accidentally shit in the tub.
Yeah.
How did
I was a teenager. I mean,
did it float around? Oh no!
16, 17.
Did you fly out of the tub?
I remember this. I was 16, 17 years old. We had a tub in the house. And a big tub, and I wasn't feeling well. I had a stomach ache, right? So I was sitting in the tub, and then I think I have the fart, and I did. It was called I Gambled and Lost.
It wasn't a fart.
No, no.
I ended up shitting in the tub, and it was liquid, so it was worse.
And then you were sitting in your shit.
I was sitting in my shit tub.
I'm hoping you got out immediately, or did you finish like the...
No, I got out immediately.
Okay, good.
I was sitting in a shit tub.
I don't know. I've heard worse.
I have a kid shit story.
Go
One
for
time
it.
Connor was in that little, you know, those bouncy things you put babies in when you want to ignore them?
A Mexican.
And they just jump. Yeah. So he was in that thing and he was just jumping. And I was talking to my grandma in the kitchen. All of a sudden we're like, what is that smell? And we walk around and look over and Connor's just bouncing happy as could be. Shit everywhere. All over him. All over the floor. All over the jump.
I'm sure the bouncy didn't help it. It just kind of like mushed out.
Oh, no.
More.
Yeah. Shit was flying.
It was perpetual.
And me and my grandma just stood there and we were like, we didn't know what to do. We were like, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to touch him. I don't want to touch anything.
It's like one of those machines you get into with all the dollar bills, except it's feces.
Yeah, it was bad.
Just flying around.
So I like picked Connor up and he's all happy as can be, flinging his arms around. We're like, no, because he's covered.
Unclean.
Not clean. It was bad.
The best shit story I can think of involved my brother, Matt. My mom, you know, when we were young, there were probably about five or six of us at the time. And my mom, this was when my mom would still take all of us everywhere before she stopped doing that. Mm-hmm. And she would, she took us to the store and she would, Matt said he had to use the bathroom. She would not let him go use the restroom while we were at.
I gotta go to the bathroom, Daddy. Not now, damn it.
My mom. No.
Sorry, I had it right there. I had to play it. I apologize.
That's exactly how my mom was. She was that mom that could hold on to the side of the shopping cart.
Chris Farley?
Yeah, it was terrible. Like you couldn't like go of the shopping cart or she would karate chop you in the back of the neck something like that. So Matt's telling
Who's
my
your mom Hong Kong Fooey?
Yeah, it was very strange. My mom would sit there. Matt was telling her the whole time, I gotta go to the bathroom, I gotta go to the bathroom. Can't, she will not let him go.
I gotta go to the bathroom, Daddy.
So Matt's walking, and as we're walking through Kmart, like I was the only one who didn't have to walk holding the cart. I could walk next to my mother like an adult. And so I'm walking, and you just see Matt walking, and Matt's wearing these shorts, and this just trail of shit starts out of the bottom of his shorts as we're walking through fucking Kmart, and it's just dripping out along the aisleway as we're walking. And my mom's like, "Oh damn it!" And Corey's little, probably maybe four at the time, a little smartass brother Corey goes, "Man, it looks like a horse just walked through here." And gets furious and starts beating him with her purse and then screaming at him like, I don't have time for this. I got to clean his shit up. And she drags Matt off to the bathroom. And there was literally like 15 feet of poop.
Jesus.
And the warders were never allowed back in Kmart again.
They closed that one down.
There's
shortly
a few
thereafter.
Things that you just don't.
Well, it was a Kmart, so.
Well, yeah.
You don't gamble with shit when it comes with your children.
No, you can't.
If your kid says,
or just in general,
oh, just get into a bathroom.
Matt was probably like three. Like he had just learned how to not shit himself. Like
he didn't learn it very well.
Exactly.
Yeah, he failed.
Shit.
See, that's acceptable though. You know, a 3-year old, a 30-year old not knowing. Right. Thank you.
Well, to be fair, Dutch tried to get himself to a bathroom.
Yeah. Not like he was like Sean, just shit and ran off into the wild. Apparently,
I've pooped in the woods many times growing up. Like my whole neighborhood was empty lots, full, overgrown with trees.
You pooped in.
He was a cat.
You just wandered empty lots, shitting.
Sometimes you just, I mean, you just poop in the woods somewhere. You bury it. It's not a big deal. I mean.
I remember when I was in middle school, this was back when I was in Pennsylvania, and we were in a neighborhood small, and they were just developing a side neighborhood from it.
Where they allowed people to shit on you.
And it was kind of like
Germany?
Half paved areas where my friends and I used to like to bike around and explore the, you know, where you
shit
could,
on each other,
where the paths would go and everything. And I had this one girlfriend, her name was Kate. And I remember one time we were like deep in the back area, and she's like, I have to poo. And she just dropped her pants and pooed right in front of me.
Wait, I apologize. Hold on. How old?
We were like in middle school. She's just like, I gotta poo.
It was Kate a jerk? That would explain a lot. I guess.
That would make more sense.
She was sort of fogged.
Why would you do that?
No. There was a girl in my...
Did you give a high five?
High five.
No, I was like creepy, very cognizant. Don't walk to your friend's poo later.
There was a girl in my...
It's another thing stepping into the poo that you know that person just did.
No. People poop.
People poo is the worst.
What was that,
There was a girl in my junior high, and the rumor about her, it was the stupidest, weirdest rumor, but it was that her parents wouldn't let her go into her house until they got home from work, so she had to hang out in her backyard, and she had a bucket that she pooped in. And I remember, like, every time I saw that girl, I could think was that she pooped in a bucket.
It probably wasn't even true, too. That's a thing.
It probably wasn't true, but I believed it.
Was that girl you?
D. Yeah, D, you shit a bucket.
Guys. They used to call me the poo bucket D.
Oh, no.
Poo bucket D.
Poo bucket D.
Poo bucket D. PBD.
There's a girl from South Florida that has a story like that where she got shit on outside of a prom.
I know her.
Brothers.
Oh, my God. I remember a story. Nathan. Remember Nathan, original Hippo Juice member? When he was younger, he was we used to live in this neighborhood in Weston, near Fort Lauderdale. Anyway, they had a little park inside.
I want to blow a guy in front of the girl I like, and maybe that'll impress her.
That Nathan.
How does he still have that?
That Nathan.
Dude, I have every drop ever saved on the system.
I know you told this story on air, and I'm hoping Dutch has a drop of Nathan's story.
I love Nathan.
Do you have any drops of Nathan?
Hold on.
Poo? Because you may have him telling
Don't
the
step
story.
Over my favorite Nathan drop. Play that one, Dutch.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
That's my favorite
name. Nathan, stop it. This is why you keep getting molested.
Nathan was had the shit really bad, and he was really far from his house. So he goes, I got a shit. So he decided to take a shit right on the step in front of the pool.
Why?
I don't know. Because he couldn't get in where the pool was. It was a lock, if I remember correctly. So he just shit on it. And he just remember him going panicking, telling me they're gonna know it was me. The shit.
How the fuck are they gonna know the shit here?
How are they gonna know it was him?
No, they're not. But he was all panicky because I guess he had never shit in public. I don't know.
They take DNA samples of that shit.
So no, they don't.
He left it like he didn't even shit on the ground. Like he presented it on the fucking step. Like here is some shit. Enjoy.
Like could. Was he like in a sense of panic when he did it? Like with my story, like I couldn't physically hold it back.
He had to go.
Okay,
it's when you just have to shit,
dude. Yeah, no, I had that. I think is I haven't had that feeling up until this weekend.
My grandfather shits all the time.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
My grandfather. He's still to this day, he's 88 years old.
I understand peeing in the ocean because I used to like see like my brothers when I was in Savannah a couple weeks ago. You always knew who was going to go pee when they just kind of walked out like midway through the waves and they would come back. But shitting?
Yeah, why not?
He swims all the way like out. He'll float on his back. Then he'll just float. He'll take the big dump. Saw a water pool. His pants up to his back. What?
Why not?
I have no argument for why not. I would never have crossed my mind to do it in the first place.
Whale shit in there.
I don't think I could get comfortable enough to take a dump in the ocean.
I feel like I could.
I'd be getting tossed around by waves. My shit would end up in my hair. I know how it would go.
Imagine that. You're like, okay, I'm going to be cute, take a shit. And you think it's going to be a log that you can swim away from, but it just comes out liquid. And it's like an oil slick you're trying to swim away.
You don't know.
Well, it's in water. Whenever you're trying to push something away, whenever you pull your hands back, it always follows you closer.
Exactly.
You don't want that.
You just don't.
And plus, like, that would be the equivalent of you putting your butt in the toilet bowl water. But, like, that would be very
That smells bad.
It'd be very discerning. I wouldn't want to do it.
I don't know. I poop in lotion all the time. It's not a big deal.
I have never done that. I've never even thought to do that.
Sean. It doesn't make you a hero.
It makes a guy who poops everywhere. That's what you are. Not special. You're just a guy who shits everywhere.
Sometimes you got to just drop down and poop somewhere.
It's not an X-Men ability. It's just a guy who shits outside.
Sean, just go to the fucking bathroom.
Xavier's not going to...
We made facilities for that.
I'm saving water.
What are you doing? Actually, now I'm thinking about it. Like, I poop in the ocean all the time. Like, how many times do you think that you've done that?
Pooped in the ocean?
Yeah.
Outside.
Well, no, outside's not fair. I was homeless for a long time, right. So I've pooped outside.
Yeah, he pooped outside a lot.
Like, it happens. You got to do that sometimes.
Don't they have public bathrooms? Like, any 7-Eleven you can walk into?
Well, no.
Yeah, but Sean likes to poop outside.
Most of them will charge you to use their bathroom. Like, they have little things on the door where you got to put change in the door to get in the...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So, wait, you just take a dump and not wipe and just go about your day?
No. No. You
probably had like wipes in his backpack.
Yeah, you have wet wipes. When you're homeless, you'll steal wet wipes and toilet paper all the time just to have
it. When you're homeless.
You never know when you'll need it. Sometimes you got to take a dump off the side of a roof building and let it fall down into an alleyway.
A roof building versus what?
As opposed to non-roofless buildings. That's what he means, Royce. Come on.
Yeah. Building roof. I don't know. Words.
This guy's just shitting in the...
I don't know words.
He's shitting in the roofing tar buckets.
He's just shitting everywhere. It's madness. Shitting.
I had a buddy who worked in...
Fire!
In home... He worked in home construction. Like, he did, like, drywall and things like that.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, like, you know, when you're doing these kind of work sites, like, there's obviously, when we got there, there was no plumbing or anything, you know, we were lucky if they had plumbing. So you had to shit in like a bucket.
Oh,
like a 5 gallon bucket.
It was a mud box. He did drywall.
Yeah.
Yeah. The drywall mud, it comes in boxes. So, I mean, sometimes you get it in 5 gallon pails, but it's actually cheaper to get it in the boxes.
Somebody tells me you've done this before.
Oh yeah, I used to do drywall for like 10 years.
Okay, exactly. You knew what I'm talking about then.
I've done it too.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, and then you just you turn the plastic that's inside that box, you just kind of mush it in on itself, and you take the box outside and throw it in the dumpster.
Yep, exactly.
Why don't you just poop in a bathroom?
They don't have bathrooms.
They don't have bathrooms.
Yeah. So you can just find one real quick.
Well, when you're
in the middle of a neighborhood,
you're not gonna knock on the door of the neighbors and be like, hey, can I take a shit in your bathroom?
I would ask. I don't care.
They would turn you away 100% of the time.
You just put it in a bucket,
fucking driveway, and they're gonna feel terrible until you watch. Shit in my bathroom. In hindsight, the bathroom room way better.
Royce actually built a whole lot of signs to stick into the poop saying you should have let me use your bathroom.
See? So it's not them, really. I will shit somewhere on your property. I hope it's your toilet. But if not, I'll make fucking do.
Royce Premier.
I'll make doo-doo.
All right, let's get out of here. D, why are you better?
Because I shit in the bathroom.
Well, not during your pregnancy. Marie, why are you better?
Well, no, I did.
For 9 months, she only shit on the floor.
I'm better than you because I've been swinging a dildo this entire time.
That is very uncomfortable.
First string.
Sean Waters, why are you better?
I am better than you because I went to Los Angeles and didn't come back with a shitty accent.
Good job.
Pretty funny.
Mitch.
I am better than you because apparently my phone Skype sounds better than my actual computer Skype.
It does.
Sherry's not bringing you down.
Royce.
I'm better than you because I will shit in your house whether you like it or not.
And I'm better than you because I have no problem telling a girl that I'm breaking up with to die. Good. So we'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Hippo Juice, and directly after that, The Red Show. And then a whole cavalcade of shows on morelikeradio.com. Just check out the shows tab and see when everybody's live. We pride ourselves on being a live network, so don't forget to check out all that stuff. There's always a chat room. There's always a live camera involved. morelikeradio.com. We'll see you guys next week. Dutch and Royce.
I hate his voice.
I'm sick. Of you is perfect.